Chris Hogan is joining us on the Morning Mix. Books a Million, Katie Mills Mall on Monday at 6 p.m. He's doing a book signing for his book, Everyday Millionaires. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
You know, here's the cool thing about Chris's book. Everybody thinks that, like, millionaires, I'll never, ever be a millionaire, so I'm not going to do anything that would be smart that might get me in that direction. It's never going to happen for me. But you guys put this book together, Chris, and the whole point of it is that millionaires can happen to people that you wouldn't think could ever become millionaires.
No, you're absolutely right. Listen, we did the largest study that's ever been done on millionaires in the United States. We talked to over 10,000 of them all around the country, and we were able to find out the truth that these millionaires are not trust fund babies. They're not lucky. They didn't hit the lottery. These are hardworking, everyday men and women that have built wealth over time.
Okay, that kind of negates one of my questions, because I was going to say, in the book, what chapter is "So I Won the Lotto"?
Listen, of the 10,000 millionaires that we talked to, not one of them hit the lottery. Not one of them talked about that helped them build wealth. So don't do that.
Did you say 10,000 millionaires?
We talked to 10,000 millionaires, yeah, all across the country. It was so big, we had to use a research firm to help us with this project.
So what was, like, the most common denominator for all of these people that were millionaires?
Well, I can tell you this. There are several things. We busted some myths. Number one, 79% of these millionaires didn't inherit a dime. And many people believe that millionaires, all of them inherited their money and they didn't work hard for it. So that's not true. The other thing is people think that millionaires have these high-paying jobs. The reality is a third of these millionaires never made a six-figure income in a single working year. A third of them. So we also found out the top professions. The top three professions were engineer.
Hold on, let me get a pen. I'm going to tell you. What were they
the top
again?
Three. Okay, engineer was number one.
Okay.
Accountant was number two. School teacher was number three.
Wow.
Okay, school teacher. So what that's showing you is that when you pay off your home and you have your assets growing, you invest in your 403B, that you can build wealth over time. The average millionaire was becoming a millionaire by age 50. So that meant they were investing for 25 to 28 years.
All right, I think the question is here, because we hear a lot about investing and we hear a lot about growing your wealth and make your money work for you. Okay. For people that did not grow up in a house that had money and our, you know, retirement plan was dying.
oh my gosh.
I mean, seriously, like you don't yeah. You work your entire my mom yeah. will
That's
never
right.
retire. Yeah. She will never get a chance to retire.
A lot
she
of people feel this way.
No
this 401k.
Where do you even start with investing? Because people throw out all these things, and by people, I mean Jeff. He throws out things like 401k and a 529 and 610 spur and all these things. And
so don't listen to the last one. That was an actual freeway here in town.
But, like, where do you even start to know what is a good place to put your money, how much money to put in there, and how long do you have to wait?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. The number one tool that these millionaires all said was the number one reason for them to get to millionaire status was utilizing their 401k. 79% said that was the thing that put them there. So you want to make sure you're using your employer-sponsored retirement plans, IRAs, Roth IRAs, and 401ks. So the best place to start for people, and this is, I'm being honest with this, is with the basics. Getting control of your money with a budget, right? 94% of these millionaires have a long-term plan for their money. So budgeting, attacking debt, and investing. Talk to an investment professional to get guidance. When you're not sure about something, we have to gain clarity so we can understand, so we can take action.
Okay.
Chris, I actually want to bring up something that we kind of got to a little earlier, but I think it's important. I think there are a lot of Americans that just think that the only way that they're ever going to have some money where they can actually have some things that they want and have security is they've got to win the lottery. Like, it's just never going to happen for them unless they hit that Powerball. So, you know, I mean, I got to imagine that's something that you encounter a lot. Like, people are just like, hey, once I win the lottery, everything's going to be fine. Or I feel like that's the only way it's going to happen for me. Like, how do you take the lottery out of people's minds and say, like, that's like the worst plan of all time?
At least it's a plan.
It really is. Right. And the bottom line is it's all rooted in hope. people have this hope of coming into money, but I think there's a difference between being rich and becoming wealthy. You know, 92% of people that win the lottery are broke within 3 years after winning it. So that's not the answer. The answer is understanding how money works and being able to have it to work for you. But I want people to have the same hope that they would have in winning the Powerball. I want them to have that hope in them controlling their money month in and month out. Listen to me. Building wealth has nothing to do with how much money you make. It's about the plan you have and how you control money. So we have to start right where we are and don't hope for some magic genie to show up. I want you to show up month in and month out in how you control your money.
I think that's a great idea, Chris. I think the big fear for people who didn't grow up in an environment that was taught about retirement and wealth and 401ks, we feel stupid asking those questions as 30-year-olds saying, I don't know what this is. Because even when people try to explain it to us, they're still explaining it to us over our heads. We don't get it. I understand that you want to max your 401k. Okay, as much as it makes me sound stupid, what does that mean to maximize your 401k?
No, and you bring up a good question. I think we got to have the internal confidence and the internal commitment to our dreams to be able to ask those questions. And so finding somebody that's going to talk with you, not at you, is absolutely important to be able to explain it to you in a way that you're able to get it. And so with 401k, all it means is it's a way for you to put aside money for your future, right? Your employer is offering you a way to be able to save and invest money. That's all it means. And so maximizing it means that you're putting aside money month in and month out consistently. So when you put money in there, you allow two things to work, time and compound interest. So that's a way for you to be able to grow your money. When you put money in a 401k, you don't want to ever touch it. You want to let it sit there and grow for you until age 59 and a half, where you're able to pull it out and use it.
Everyday Millionaires is the name of the book. You heard Chris say it. They talk to tens of thousands of millionaires.
And not one won the lottery.
Yeah, not people that are just got it because, you know, their family's been rich since the 1800s.
Right.
Not people that won the lottery, because Chris makes the great point. Most people go bankrupt after they win the lottery anyway. This is a lot of people saying the exact same stuff, and it can happen for folks like us, where it's not like we're making $250,000 a year or we have a doctorate or something like that. It can happen for people, but you just got to be smart and you got to be willing to ask those questions that you were just talking about, Sarah.
Well, and another thing, Chris, real quick, because you brought up this too. And again, because we got you on the phone and you said ask the stupid questions, so we're gonna. What is the difference between your 401k and a Roth?
Okay. Now, first, let me tell you this. There's no such thing as a stupid question. All right, so I'm glad you asked. A 401k is something that's offered through your employer. So you would sign up through your benefit specialist, and then the money would automatically come out of your check. A Roth IRA is money that you would use after you got paid, and then you would write a check to the Roth IRA, and it would grow tax-free. So 401k is through the job. Roth IRA is something you would do on your own.
Okay. And so when we invest in this Roth IRA, how does it grow? Do people invest it in stocks? Do we get to pick who invests it? Can we pick when we want to take it out?
Fantastic question. Yes, with your Roth IRA, you get to control what you invest in just like you can in your 401k. So you're in charge. The beauty of Roth is whenever you hear Roth, I want you to get a tingly because you've already paid taxes on this money. So everything you invest in a Roth IRA is going to grow tax-free, which means the government can't touch it anymore.
So when we get it later in life, they'll tax it again.
Right. It's that number.
It just comes again, so it can grow. Yes.
And the Roth IRA. That's Roth IRA.
No taxes. Yes. It's a beautiful thing, and it's a great tool. People need to know about it so they can use it.
Yeah. So, Sarah, you've got a couple of days between now and Monday when Chris is actually going to be in town.
Oh, Chris, you're going to see me coming. I'm going to have note cards with questions on questions on questions.
Come on.
Well, because the thing is here, Chris, when we were young, I grew up in a single-family home. We were first-generation college graduates, so we didn't learn about investing our money. We learned about paying electric bills, keeping the lights on, and keeping food on the table. So now that we're in jobs where we get, like, you know, my name's not on my shirt, it's a whole other thing, but you still feel like there's this gap between you and everybody else because you feel like you don't want to ask these questions because everybody will look at you. But if you're saying that 10,000s of people are millionaires and they didn't win the lottery, we are willing to listen.
Well, I'm glad that you're willing to ask the question, because I think the courage to ask the question is how we can gain our knowledge. And so these millionaires are regular everyday men and women. You work beside them. You go to church with them. You went to school. These are regular people. They're just not flaunting their wealth. But they asked questions at some point. They got the right knowledge. And the most important thing is that they took control. Listen to me, you all. 97% of the millionaires that I talked to said they feel like they control their own destiny. That means they don't have victim thinking. They're thinking like a victor. They're willing to do the things to put them in the process of being able to do better. And I think that's the key. That's what I want people to hear through this book, is that I want you to believe that you can become a millionaire. It's possible.
I don't even want to become a millionaire. I just want to pay off a house.
Well, and you know what? But listen to me. You paying off the house, that's one of the things millionaires do. They're on average are paying the house off in right at 11 years. And they're doing things smart. So that goal, those types of things, put you on the path to become an everyday millionaire.
Okay, I'm taking very good notes.
It's happening on Monday, 6 p.m., Books a Million, Katie Mills Mall. It's the book signing of Everyday Millionaires. Chris Hogan is going to be in town. There's also going to be a $1,000 giveaway.
Chris, why are you just talking about the lottery? $1,000?
That's not a millionaire.
I'm giving away $1,000 at this book signing. There's no purchase necessary to enter the contest, but you do have to be present to win. So somebody's leaving with $1,000 in cash at this book signing.
And they better put it into a Roth IRA.
Yes, because it will already have been taxed, and you can get that money back later in life, and the government can't touch it.
Yes, and oh, one major point that I want to remind you. You have to be 18 to be able to enter this. So you've got to be of legal age, but it's available to win. So somebody's leaving with it, and I hope to meet a lot of people down at the signing.
Chris, we really appreciate the time. The book's important, and you can tell by Chris's voice, it is so deep that you just immediately trust what he is saying.
Yeah.
That is an authoritarian voice.
Well, I appreciate you all for having me, and I'm excited to see all the people at the signing, and I'm excited to help more people take control of their money.